Welcome to the Pneuma Church podcast. Wherever you are in the world, we are so glad you've joined us. Our prayer is that this message from our visiting guest ministry will reveal more of who our Heavenly Father is as we all grow deeper in intimacy with Jesus. Enjoy the message.
I'm so excited to share the Word of God. Very honored to be sharing the Word of God with you this morning. I would love to share a word that the Lord has put on my heart for this house today. And the word is entitled, By My Spirit. By My Spirit. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, we see that God says, there is a time to every season of under heaven. And He says, there is a time to tear down. And He says, there is a time to build up. And I believe just over the last 5 years in the world around and also in the church, as I travel around and minister across the nations, I feel like over the past 5 years, both individually and collectively, the church has been going through a season of tearing down. If we think back to COVID, many Melburnians would hate to think back to COVID, the trauma that comes with that. But over the last 5 years, there's been an intensified tearing down season that has been happening. Some of this tearing down has been great. Some of this tearing down has been tearing down limited mindsets and ways of doing things. And it's brought innovation and it's brought help in different areas. And some of the tearing down has also been negative. Maybe some of the tearing down that people have gone through in this room has been a tearing away of relationships. Maybe it's been a tearing away of businesses. Maybe it's been a tearing away of future and plans that you had, and things have been torn down and torn away. Well, I believe that this has been the last sort of 5 years season of the church. I've seen a tearing down that's been happening across the globe. But I believe this year that the Lord is stepping us into a new season. I believe that the Lord would say over this new season, and especially as Pneuma East has stepped into a new building and a new season, I believe that the Lord is saying it's no longer time to tear down, but it is time to build up. There is a building season that is upon us. And I believe for every single person in this room, both individually and collectively, the Lord is calling us into a new season of building. He's calling us to build our families, build our ministries, build our businesses, build our finances, build whatever it is He has called us to steward, not by might, not by power, but by His Spirit. We see in the book of Zechariah, chapter 4 and verse 6, that it said, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. I believe the Lord wants us to build by His Spirit. And when we think of the Bible and people in the Bible, the people of God, when we think of a time when the people of God were encouraged to build by the Spirit of God, we think of Nehemiah. See, in the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah was a man of God who was sent to Jerusalem to rebuild the broken down walls of Jerusalem. And I would love it if you could turn with me, please, to Nehemiah chapter 1. And verse 1 to 4, it says, the words of Nehemiah, son of Hakaliah, in the month of Kislev, in the 20th year, while I was in the citadel of Susa, Hanani, one of my brothers, came from Judah with some other men. And I questioned them about the Jewish remnant that had survived the exile, and also about Jerusalem. And they said to me, those who survived the exile are back in the province and are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates have been burned with fire. When I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. And then if we jump down to chapter 2 and verse 18, he says, and I told them of the hand of my God that had been upon me for good, and also of the words that King had spoken to me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. So the book of Nehemiah, it teaches us about a time when the people of God had been taken into exile and now they are returning to Jerusalem. The people of God had started to return to the promised land, the place where God had promised them to inhabit. They had started a return. They were returning back to this place, back to this promise. But we also see that there was an issue. We see that the walls of the city of Jerusalem were broken down. Now, when we read this in our 21st century Western sort of culture, we might miss this detail. We might think, what's the big deal? If the walls are broken down, someone just fix it, no big deal. But if we see what the Old Testament was trying to say to us when it said the walls are broken down, we know that in this particular context, the walls of the city represented the protection of the city. The walls of the city represented the authority of the city. The walls of the city represented the territory of the city. Because if your walls were broken down, the enemy could come in and take whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted. And so their walls were broken down. The enemy kept coming and taking, and their authority, their power, their territory was being invaded constantly. I believe in this season that we're in, maybe there are some of us who have been in this tearing down season, and there are some areas of our lives where we feel like there are broken down walls. We feel like the enemy has come to steal and kill and destroy. I want to encourage us this morning that the Lord is saying He is going to rebuild those broken down walls. You're stepping into a season of authority, of the promises of God, the plans of God. The enemy will not be able to touch these areas anymore because we are stepping into a building season. So they rebuilt the walls. Nehemiah was sent to rebuild these broken down walls of Jerusalem. And the first thing that we see in this passage of scripture is that the Lord actually gave Nehemiah a building process. The Lord spoke to Nehemiah about how he was supposed to rebuild the broken down walls of Jerusalem. I believe in our lives, when we are wanting to build something, maybe our families, our finances, our careers, our ministries, when we are wanting to build something according to the Holy Spirit's building process, He has some certain steps that are involved. You know, if you want to build a house, you sign up to a building company, unless you're an amazing builder yourself. You sign up to a building company. And when you sign up to build a house with a building company, you sign up to their building process. The building process that we know of in our sort of context is the planning and the preparing stage, the setting of the foundation, the framing and protecting, and the interior fitting. There are some stages that we go through when we're building a house. And I believe there's also some stages that we go through when we want to build something according to the Holy Spirit's building process in our lives. And so I would love to unpack this for us just for the time that we have left today. The first step in the Holy Spirit's building process, I believe, is the alignment of the heart. We see this in Nehemiah chapter 1 and verse 1 to 4. We see that Nehemiah, when he heard of what was happening in Jerusalem, all of a sudden he starts to pray and fast and weep. What is he doing in that particular time when he is praying and fasting and weeping? He is aligning his heart with God's heart. He is aligning his heart with the heart of the Lord over these circumstances and these situations. I believe that God assignments always begin with heart alignments. If God is calling you to something and you feel a stirring in your heart for your family, for your finances, whatever it is that God is calling you to build, whatever it is that you feel faith for right now, I believe that He is wanting to align your heart with His heart over that area of your life. Psalm 37 and verse 4 to 5, it says, "Delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will act." He wants to align our hearts with His heart. He was aligning Nehemiah's heart with His heart. There's a famous story about St. Thomas Aquinas from the medieval period of the church. And St. Thomas Aquinas famously traveled around the church with the Pope, and he was going and seeing all these majestic buildings and these ornate stained glass windows and different things that were in the church at the time. And the Pope of the time turned to Thomas Aquinas and he said, "See, Thomas, the church can no longer say, 'Silver and gold have I none.'" And he was saying it in a way to say, look how prideful we should be of the things that we have accomplished. But sadly, the church of his day also was a bit corrupted in certain areas. And so St. Thomas Aquinas, he turned back to him, referencing the same passage of scripture in Acts chapter 3. And he said, yes, Pope, but neither can the church say, rise up and walk. The church of his day had come out of alignment with the plans and the purposes and the heart of God for their people. They were so focused on building these buildings and having these ornate things that they forgot to be ministering to the people. And I believe in the same way, comfort can become the enemy of calling. If we want to be people who want to follow the calling of God, we need to allow our hearts to be aligned with his heart over our circumstances and situations. He wants to send us and propel us into the calling and the anointing that he has for us, but it's going to require a heart alignment. The second thing that we need if we're going to build, not by might, not by power, but by his spirit in every area of our lives, is we need the foundation of the word of God. We see Nehemiah building on this foundation, Nehemiah chapter 1 and verse 8 to 10. We see that he calls on the word of the Lord and he starts to pray the word of the Lord. He starts to say, Lord, this is what you said over these circumstances and situations. God, I'm calling into being your promises and your plans by your word. He starts to build the foundation of his ministry, of his career, of the building that he's called to build. He builds it on the words that the Lord has spoken over Jerusalem, the words that God has spoken over the people of God. I have two little nephews. They live over in Brisbane with my brother and sister-in-law, and they're 4 years old and 2 years old. And I don't have any children of my own, but I am learning as I am spending time with my little nephews more and more about looking after kids and how they operate and how they work. And when I'm with my nephews, I have learned that children have the memory of an elephant. They absolutely never forget, right? Never, 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 never forget. And so I'll be talking to my nephews and I might say something like, yes, we can have ice cream after dinner. No worries. That'd be great. Not realizing that their parents don't want them to have ice cream after dinner. And so when it gets to after dinner time and I've said that they can have ice cream and their parents tell them, no, they can't, they turn and they look at me with the little sobbing face and they're like, but you said, and all of a sudden it's not the situation, but it's my character and my integrity of my word that's come into question. You know, I'm like, oh my gosh, give them the ice cream, please. You know, they say, but you said, because they know that when I say something, I'm going to do it. Do you know what? In the same way, as children of God, as children who know the word of God, when we come against circumstances and situations in our business, in our family, in our relationships, if it doesn't line up with what he said, we can start to prophesy. We can start to build a foundation and said, but my God says over this circumstance and situation. We can start to build on the foundation of the word of God in our lives and our circumstances. We build on the foundation of the word. The third thing that I believe the Lord wants us to build upon, and I'm going to invite the worship team to join me. The Lord wants us to build on a lifestyle of prayer and faith. A lifestyle of prayer and faith. In Nehemiah 1 verse 11, we see that Nehemiah said, O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight to fear your name, and give success to your servant today and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. Now I was the cupbearer to the king. Jump down to chapter 2 and verse 4 to 5. It says, then the king said to me, what are you requesting? So I prayed to the God of heaven and I said to the king, if it pleases the king and if your servant has found favor in your sight, that you send me to Judah, to the city of my father's graves, that I may rebuild it. We see in these passages of scripture in Nehemiah that Nehemiah is working in a very comfortable job. He's working in the palace and he's working with the king. And so he is the cupbearer to the king. He has a very comfortable job. He's wealthy. He hears the plight of his people. He hears God calling him to go and to build the walls of Jerusalem, but he doesn't have what he needs to go and rebuild the broken down walls. He needs resources. He needs time off from his job. He needs to be able to go to Jerusalem, and he's working for the king. And we know kings in the Old Testament, kings in these ancient times, if they were displeased with you, they could have you murdered, killed right there and then, you know. And so he takes a risk. He lives a lifestyle of bold faith. He lives a lifestyle of prayer and faith, and he goes to the king. The Bible says that he doesn't just go and ask the king directly, but the king asks him. See, God had prepared a way for Nehemiah in his workplace. He had gone before him. I want to encourage you that in the things that God has called you to build, he has gone before you. He is making a way. You're not going alone. You're not striving in your own strength. He is preparing the way for you. And so the king says to Nehemiah, he says, Nehemiah, what can I do for you? And Nehemiah, again, not wanting to be presumptuous, but wanting to hear the voice of heaven, wanting to be led by the Lord. The verse says, with a prayer to the God of heaven, I made my request to the king. With a prayer to the God of heaven. He was led by the Spirit in everything that he did. He was led by the Lord in everything that he requested. And he started to ask the king, hey, I need resource. I need time. I need to be able to go. The Bible says that the king granted him everything that he requested. He went and he built according to the Spirit. He built in record time the thing that God had called him to build. It was a miracle. It was a sign, a wonder in that time, in that period. I believe that the Lord is calling us if we want to build according to the Holy Spirit's building process in our lives. He wants us to build from a lifestyle of prayer and bold faith. The Bible says that faith without works is dead. It's good to be praying. We need to be praying, but we need to be acting. It's good to be acting. We need to be acting, but we also need to be praying. We need a lifestyle of prayer and bold faith. You know, last year I was caught up in a sort of Nehemiah journey of building myself, and I was traveling around the world. I was ministering in different churches around the world and preaching at women's conferences and churches and youth conferences and different things like this. And I found myself at a conference over in Jakarta, Indonesia. It was an Empowered 21 conference. There was about 8,000 or 9,000 people there. And as I was at this conference, a prophet from America, she came to me and she said, Layla, I feel that the Lord is calling you to build a new ministry. And if anyone knows, like, ministries, you know, they can be difficult to build. I was traveling, I was doing what I was doing, and it didn't immediately resonate with my spirit. So I was like, okay, cool. You know, sounds good. I was like, I'll pray about that. I'm not quite sure if I agree with that, but I was like, I'll pray about it. I'll see what the Lord says. And I stepped into the service and I was in the service and just worshiping the Lord. The worship's going on, and all of a sudden a minister from Norway leads a big movement there called Jesus Revolution across Europe. He comes over to me and he starts to prophesy over me in the worship. And as he's prophesying, he says, Layla, the Lord says that it's good that you go to these churches and you preach to Christians, but he would say to you that he's sending you out to be a light in the darkness. He's sending you out to unreached people groups. He's sending you out to territories that are closed to the gospel. And I see you preaching and I see you ministering. I see signs and wonders and miracles and thousands of people coming to know the Lord. And I was like, God, you're obviously doing something. What is going on here? God's trying to arrest my attention. God's trying to get me to build something just like Nehemiah. And I was about to leave that same service in Jakarta, and I was walking out to the back. I see a mighty woman of God, her name's Suzette Hatting, and she was Reinhard Bonnke's intercessor, has an amazing ministry herself, carries the weight of the glory of God on her, and she is just an amazing woman of God. And she was standing right in front of me just after this service, and so I turned to her, I said, Suzette, I'm Layla, I lead a ministry, I'm an evangelist, I would love it if you could pray for me, and would you be willing to pray for me? And she's South African as well, and she's like, all she says is yes. And she grabs my hand, puts her hand on my head, and I fall to the ground under the lightning fire power of God. I'm like, God, what are you doing? This is crazy. I have no idea like what this ministry is. And so I get up, as I was going to the back of the service, I was literally still on my way out of the service. And the people who run the Empowered 21 ministry, they came to me and they said, "Layla, in this service, the Lord spoke to us about your ministry. And he said that he is going to open doors in dark nations." And there was a particular dark nation that they said he was going to open a door in. "And we believe that you're going to have a significant impact there. And when this opportunity comes to you, you won't have the resources to do what you feel the Lord is calling you to do there. And so we want you to come to us when that time comes, and we want to fund what the Lord wants to do in that place." Praise God. Isn't that amazing? It's like, God, what is going on here? This is wild. And so I go, I pray and I fast and I seek the Lord. And a couple of months later, I was in Dallas. And as I was in Dallas, I was preaching at a youth conference. Someone messages me and they said, "Can you come and can you share your testimony with a ministry called Arana Live at our studio?" And I said, "Yep, sure, I'll come." And I go to the studio and share my testimony. My family was Muslim. We got radically saved. And so I shared my testimony. I'm half Iranian. And we share that. And as I'm getting mic'd up to share, they turn to me and they said, "Layla, you're going to be sharing your testimony and preaching the gospel to about 7 million people across the Farsi-speaking world in the Middle East via satellite today." I was like, what is going on here? So we preach, prophesy, do all of the things, preach the gospel, invite people to become Christians. And after the service, these guys start to prophesy over me. They said, "Layla, we just feel like the Lord is calling you to minister to the underground church. We want to run pastors' conferences with you, leaders' conferences with you in Turkey, in Istanbul. We want to do things together in the Middle East." You know, since that time, the Lord has opened doors all over the world to minister to millions of people in Asia, in Europe. Projects are sprouting up across the globe. God has been building the ministry. Only 12 months later, I stand before you today saying everything that God is doing, he is built by his Spirit in our ministry. Praise God. Praise God. And I believe that this is what the Lord wants to do in our lives today. I believe that he wants to stir our faith and stir our spirit for what he has called each one of us individually to build, to put our hands to. What is it that he is putting on your heart right now? What is it that he is stirring you to? Because the fourth and final process of the building process, when we build according to the Spirit, is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse 8, it says, "And the king granted me what I asked, for the good hand of my God was upon me." In the Old Testament, the good hand of God speaks of the anointing of God coming upon a person. I believe that the anointing of God is going to come upon us today to build what he has called us to build according to his Spirit.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Now, we realize that not everyone has had the opportunity to respond to the good news of the gospel. And for this reason, in all of our services and platforms, we want to extend to you the opportunity to follow Jesus. The Bible teaches us that we have been created for a relationship with God. However, sin, which is essentially disobedience, independence, and disbelief, or us simply missing the mark, entered the world and separated us from God. Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says that the wages of sin is death, and a debt was owed, and the Bible tells us that he, Jesus, demonstrated his love for us, that while we were still sinners, he died for us. Jesus paid the penalty for our sin. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." God so loved the world that he gave us Jesus, that whoever believes in him will be saved. All that is required of anyone is that they believe in Jesus, the Son of God, who came, lived, died, and rose again so that we could be forgiven, made right, and given the right to become children of God and to have life forevermore with him. Today, you can begin a relationship with Jesus. To believe in him is to simply to respond with faith in our hearts and confess with our mouths that he is Lord. And we do that through a simple prayer. Follow along with me. Dear Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I thank you that you love me and came to forgive me of my sin. I repent from my old way of life and I turn to follow you. I receive the free gift of eternal life and I ask that you fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can live a life of following after you. I thank you that I am born again as a child of God and that I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you prayed this prayer for the first time, we would love to connect with you and connect you to your next step and the local church in your area. You can contact us on our website at newmar.church. Thanks for listening.